You are now online with Andrea, with your host, Andrea Garrison.
Welcome. You are now online with Andrea. I am your host, Andrea Garrison, and I'd like to encourage all of our listeners to practice the universal law of giving by doing whatever you can to reach out to help others. Our topic today is the film The Real Exorcist, and The Real Exorcist was number one at the weekend box office for five consecutive weeks in Japan, and the film has won over 30 awards, including Best Feature Film and Best Supporting Actress at the EKO Film Festival. And our guest today, here to discuss The Real Exorcist, is Yoichi Utebi. Hi, how are you today? You're the producer of this amazing film.
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. I really enjoyed watching the film. Now, if you...
Oh, thank you very much.
If you would please share with us a bit about your journey prior to and leading up to the production of The Real Exorcist.
Mm-hmm. You mean from like when I was childhood or like...
Well, where?
Like where?
At whatever point you want to share.
Sure. Okay. Well, I have a very unique background. I'm Japanese. I'm 100% pure Japanese. But because of my father's trading business, I travel a lot around the world. So I spent my young age, about 5 years in Lebanon, in Beirut, which we having a very tragic accident that's, you know, a couple of weeks ago. So in Lebanon, I was touched by a lot of Muslim culture. And my parents are Christian, Protestant Christian. So it's kind of rare to be raised in a Christian family in Japan. So I was raised as a Christian, but also experienced a lot of Muslim culture. And I was fascinated by Buddhism as well. So basically, my background is multicultural and multi-religious. And I also lived in New York for about 10 years, from middle school up to 20-something. So again, New York is like a melting pot of the culture. So I had a lot of different, you know, friends from different backgrounds. And so I've experienced a lot, and I also traveled around maybe over 30 countries. So traveled just about a lot around the world. So again, not just a couple, you know, countries, but I was exposed to many, many different cultures, and I just love to experience it, you know, because that's when you really, really understand about, you know, understanding about other people and the relationship really starts from actual experiences. So my expertise is from a lot of experiences that I gained since I was a childhood. So
Wow. This
kind of leads up to this kind of movie. So I'm really, really into movie, because movies tell story, as everybody knows. You know, I mean, reading book is great, but not many people read books, you know, nowadays, and also younger age people tend to lead towards more online and movie and music. Music is another great tool to portray the message, but I think movie is great because it has a visual, it has the sound, everything all put together. So I'm just very fascinated, you know, into movie as well. So
you're the producer of The Real Exorcist. So why did you produce The Real Exorcist? And if you would also share with us details, because I understand that this is based on a true story. So if you could just share some,
share
with us a bit about
so,
that.
So the original story writer's name is Riho Okawa. He is the executive producer. And he's the founder of Japan's most active and influential spiritual movement. It's called Happy Science in Japan. It's been around for over 30 years, and I've been reading a lot of his books. And so it's a great thing about this movie is it's a supernatural fantasy thriller for some people to just enjoy as entertainment and also, you know, get educated about different things. But from other point of view, it's also based on his experience. I wouldn't say it's his true story because it's the incidents that kind of happens in around him, and he kind of put together the story. So everything is based on the, maybe we can say truth. And so that's why I was also fascinated by it. So I'm not the only producer. I'm one of the producers. So we have a team of producers. You know, we started putting together the story as a movie because it was just so interesting.
Yeah. So Now you have such an interesting background. So would you say that you had an interest in the supernatural when you were younger?
Mm. Yeah, definitely. When I was, I think living in Lebanon really, really, it has a very basic foundation of myself is Lebanon. And New York, of course, but Lebanon is one of them. Because Lebanon was Beirut was like such a beautiful, beautiful Mediterranean city with an ocean and sunshine, and people are very nice, and they have a really nice, faithful people, Muslim people. And I was also going to church, every Sunday. So that kind of really got the basic of who I am. And as a child, I always thought about, why am I here? I'll start thinking about it. And where did I come from? And where am I going? These are the very basic fundamental questions that we all have as individuals. And as a child, I was very fascinated by those questions as well. So, yeah, I was kind of very religious and very spiritual since I was very young. So that's the background I think I have. And I used to sense a lot of things when I was younger. As you get older, you kind of lose that kind of sense. But when I was standing in the cliff of a church with looking down in Mediterranean Ocean, I used to feel so much energy and love, just pouring into me. And that feeling, I still have it inside of me. That's origin of love for me. And that was the kind of experience I used to have when I was very, very young. And I still remember those feelings. So
it sounds very special. Now, would you say that working on this film brought you back to those moments?
Definitely, yes. Especially when I met Riho Okawa's books, when I was in 1980s, later 1980s, I was living in New York. And when sometimes you read the book and you just feel like you know something about it, like you have read it before or you just been touched before. So that was the kind of experience I had. And that feeling of, getting this light and energy of love when I was standing at the church in Lebanon, when I was 5 years old, that feeling came right back to me when I was in 19. So all those 18 years, I totally forgotten about that. But when I read the book, everything just came back to me. So that was one of the big experience I had throughout my life. And that started my next journey, pursuing the truth. And so this movie also has a lot of parts in me as well. Definitely, wow. Yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So one might say that The Real Exorcist dramatizes the effects of negative energies and illuminates the power of a positive.
Right.
The power of a positive mindset.
Positive mindset, yes.
So if you would please give us a brief synopsis of the film.
Sure. So they take locations in Tokyo, Japan, and there is a young girl. Her name is Sayuri. She works at the cafe called Cafe Extra as a waitress. So she's just ordinary, you know, girl, very nice, humble, and cheerful girl. But she has a little secret that she has a supernatural power, and she's a clairvoyant. So she can speak to the ghost, and she can see the spirits. She can read people's mind, read the past of the past people's mind, and also she has this power to expel, you know, those evil spirits and negative energies. So she's an ordinary girl with a special power. So what she does is, like, she puts a little sign up, you know, at the cafe, you know, handwriting sign, say, you know, free consultation here. So people just come by to have a coffee, and they see this little sign, and usually, you know, of course, it's a story set, so they have the issues and problems. So she'll go to this girl, and they start talking about the things that's happening around them, and that kind of unfolds into stories. So there is about 4 or 5 short stories, you know, put together in this one, you know, overarching story. And so it's fun to watch, and also each episode have something that you can learn from, you know, this from spiritual point perspective, as well as, you know, how to go, you know, live a better life, you know, for the future, and kind of gives you hope. So it's really touching, and also entertainment, and it's fun to watch. So just to give you some examples of the topics that we touch up based on is, one is suicide. You know, suicide is being even getting a bigger issue now with COVID-19. But suicide has been always a big issue, you know, around the globe, not just Japan and U.S., but all over the world. So we picked up on the suicide issue and also a miscarriage, okay? Because miscarriage, women, you know, go through a lot of difficult emotions, but they can't really share it with others, so they have to kind of hold on to it. So we try to give the release, you know, from this miscarriage issue. And also, of course, is a poltergeist phenomenon and hunting the ghost and, you know, wandering spirits and the battle with the evil girl, woman. And it kind of gets a little exciting about, you know, into the movies. But so it's a fantasy thriller, supernatural, a little bit of a horror touch, you know, a little bit of a scary touch, but it's more educational, I think, from different perspective, and how to find the happiness and better life through this movie.
Yeah, it was beautiful because it did touch so many things and so mm-hmm. many topics. It included overcoming fear. I thought that was one.
That's
of
That's right.
And the fear of failure was a big yep. thing there. Low esteem, you know, and then of course then there was the bullying aspect.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. and then of course, as you mentioned, the suicide, but also yep. You talked about gratitude and mm-hmm. and love and positive energy mm-hmm. and how that can conquer evil and any negativity.
That's right.
And you talked about smiling, basically being happy
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and how it changes things.
Yep. Yeah. So this, what's great about this movie is this, the main character, Sayuri, is so humble, and she's just honest and always, you know, making positive, you know, thinking, and she appreciates, and she has gratitude, and she has deep faith. So it's everything is based on her character. So it's like it's little girls, you know, supernatural hero story, but it's a little bit different than regular hero story because he has a more deeper I don't know what's the best word to put it, deeper sense of you know, touching people's heart, I guess, than just the fighting the evil and getting them, you know, right. beating them up. It's a little bit different than that. It has a little bit touch of that, but mainly the main storyline is really about how it's the feeling and emotions of each individuals that she kind of carries through this movie. So we can, like, you know, relate to a lot of stories, because sometimes, you know, the reason why we have so many different stories and different age setting is because we are all different. But we're hoping, you know, through this movie, people will be able to be really connected and, you know, feel relationship to it through at least one storyline. Because once you are connected to one story, then you are connected to the entire movie and into this entire message of the importance of, you know, having faith and the gratitude and, you know, all the good things, all the positive things. And so that's the message you really want to come across.
And also it may help people to bring out their own stories. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which is definitely everybody has a story. Yeah. Everybody has their story. Of course, we all have, you know, we've been living how many years, you know, for the longer ones, maybe like 70, 80 years. Yeah. I mean, younger ones, maybe 20 years. You know, we all have all different kinds of stories that we can tell. So, yeah, it definitely brings up each individual, each one of us, ourselves, you know, our stories as well.
Now, you were talking about, you know, the different ages. And were you targeting a specific age with this film or just for everyone?
This is for everyone because suicide is a high school girl who commits suicide and how she goes through it and how she's saved at the soul. But, you know, there is another scene where it's miscarriage is for the women, of course. And the wandering spirit is for the doctor who just passed away. So he's a middle-aged man. Also, there's an older man, you know, comes out in the story. And like, he's ready to depart to the other world. And he misses his daughter. So, you know, each age setting, actually. And also the women and, you know, and the men. So it's a lot of versatility in this movie, I think.
Yeah. So, yep. So how long did it take for you to produce the film?
Well, actual production wasn't, you know, we scenario writing takes a lot of time, but once everything is all set, you know, we go into production. So production usually takes about a couple months, right? And after that, post-production takes even a little longer. Then my main mission is to translate them into English, do the overdubbing, and get ready for the worldwide release. So that will take another 3 months or so. So total, you know, about a year. So.
Yeah. Did you find that challenging? The translation, translating it to English?
Oh, it's fun. Oh. It's fun because actually when we did the overdub, we had to do it under COVID-19 social distancing. So the director, the voice actor, the studio engineer, and we were actually in Japan. So we used the Los Angeles studio. So we were all in different locations. We were all separated. So we have to connect, you know, through internet. It's a great technology we have nowadays. So we were able to pull through it. But nowadays, production in general is so difficult because of COVID, because we can't meet each other. And you can't produce film without, you know, being together. So, you know, even Hollywood nowadays having really, really difficult time producing something new. This was already done before. So, but now it's I don't know where the world is going to go with this. You know?
I know.
Difficult time.
It is. It's challenging. But well, thankfully, you were able to produce the film pretty much before COVID-19.
Yeah. Everything was already done.
Thank goodness. Were there any particular challenges that you had during production, or was it pretty smooth?
One of the challenges we had was because we took a lot of, you know, spirituals. I mean, it's all spiritual. It's a spiritual movie, right? So in Japan, I'm sorry, I forgot the English name. Like we exorcise, I guess.
Right.
You know, or clean the atmosphere.
Right.
You know, clean the vibration. So we have to get rid of all the negative energy from the location that we shoot. So we will bring in, like the priest, and do those ritual things and make sure that everybody is safe and we are all protected. We have like a screen shield of light. So, you know, because a lot of times when you shoot a lot of spiritual movies, things can happen. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like accident, but it's not really an accident. You know, something falls down from the ceiling and the light falls down and hits your head. These things actually does happen. So we have to be really, really careful when we do a lot of spiritual things, because this phenomenon will actually happen around us. So one of the things that we really, really took, you know, care of is that part. So we can protect the actresses and all the crews. So we were very sensitive to the spiritual environment.
And would you say that was the case for the entire crew, including all the actors and actresses as well, that they could feel that energy or power?
No, not everybody, of course. But the ones who are producing it should know, you know, we should know what's happening, you know. So not, of course, everybody else wouldn't not probably even know about it. But from a producing's point of view and directing point of view, we have to make sure that we protect the spiritual environment and, you know, get the screens out there, invisible screen. Yeah. So
yeah. That's beautiful. So when people watch the mm-hmm. real exorcist, what do you hope that they gain from it?
Yeah, of course. One is that, you know, it's a hero movie, so good always defeat evil, right? That's something, you know, at the end. That's a good message. It's a positive message. But at the same time, you know, we want to give a hint or, like, you know, make people think a little about things that's happened around us. Sometimes there are a lot of things that you cannot see is causing and is the reason for it to happen. So, you know, we can be a little bit more wiser about the things that's happened around us. Not just tangible things, but there's always something that is behind the scene. There's more than what you can see. So that's the kind of hint that we want to come across. But mostly what we really want to come across, the third point is, you know, we feel that we're missing something in today's world. And I mean, when we shot this, COVID wasn't here, but even with COVID-19 now, I think that's even becoming more clearly that what are we missing? You know, I think we human beings or individuals become a little too arrogant about ourselves. So we think we are like the creator of the universe and we are the God, you know, and technology and its medical science rules and everything else, it doesn't matter. Those are the kind of thinking that, you know, God's probably giving us a warning, you know, hey guys, do you think you are the God of this earth, you know, this earth? And we are not. So I think we're missing like the humbleness. Okay. I think we're missing, not everybody is starting to miss, you know, appreciation. And are we really honest? This movie talks a lot about honesty. How honest are we, you know? And the belief and faith that we might be missing, and giving thanks to the people, you know, to each other. All the great things that we miss, we're starting to miss out or starting to forget, it needs to be reminded back to us, I think, as individuals. So that's like the main message that we want to come across. And I hope, you know, through this movie, people would like at least feel the importance of being a good person. Yeah,
that's beautiful. Now, you've been all over the world. Mm-hmm. Do you think many people around the world are fascinated with the supernatural? And if so, why?
Definitely. I mean, look at America. There's so many movies and TV shows about supernatural, right? And supernatural things being around, for thousands and thousands of years. I mean, Jesus Christ had a supernatural power. He had the power to heal people, right? Not just to give love, but actually heal the wounds and heal the illness. Buddha also had supernatural power. He was able to, you know, see through a lot of people's mind and give guidance. And And Muhammad, you know, if you think about it, he was a channeler. He used to channel, and he got all the message from Allah. And the Quran is actually like a spiritual message from Allah, you know, that went through Muhammad. So there's a lot of supernatural things it's very importantly related to the religion, evolution and things like that. So I think it's always been interest for us, and it still is today. And the reason why it's getting even more interesting nowadays is because, in the other hand, so many science and technology in this world, the people are starting to lose these senses and importance. So I think there's a lot of, you know, other side energy coming back to us, telling us, you know, how important not to forget about these supernatural phenomena and the things that the human beings really can really do, and the power we really have inside of ourselves. That doesn't mean we have to become clairvoyant. I'm just saying the power of love and power of positivity, and you know, those are great energies that we have that resides inside of us.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It really is. You know, I was struck by the title that you said, The Real Exorcist. Mm-hmm. And the real stood out to me for some reason. Because I said to myself, does that mean they're fake exorcists? Or, you know, but
right.
I thought it was interesting that you chose The Real Exorcist. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that, the title.
Sure. First thing is that we wanted to differentiate between the horror movie and our movie. And you know, there's a movie called Exorcist, of course, and there's a lot of different movies that's related to this kind of spiritual, you know, expelling. And you watch those movies as horror. Horror movies' intention is more to scare people and kind of get them in the blood, pressure up and get them excited. It's like getting on a roller coaster. So after you watch it, for some reason, you watch something really scary, but you feel good about it. You know, that's the effect that you have through a horror movie. You just, oh my God, thank God, you know, it wasn't true. And so those are the effect that you get from horror movies. And that's okay, that's fine. You know, that's just another segment of the movie. But it's not real because, you know, the head doesn't spin around, or the green thing doesn't come out of their mouth. that's just exaggerating a lot of things. It's actually real, but it's not.
Right.
You know, just it's a lot of things amplified just so people can get excited about being scared. So we wanted to differentiate that. You know, it's true that these things does exist, but in reality, it's a little bit different. You know, there's a lot of more feelings and more heartful things that has to be combined and weaved into to bring the real existence of exorcist. So Sayuri is exorcist. She's super exorcist. She expels, you know, a lot of evil spirits and devils. But yet, she's so humble and just so peaceful and honest. So those are the kind of characteristics that you really actually need if you want to become a real exorcist. So those are the kind of things that we wanted to portray through this movie. And also another point is that, again, we'll be talking, Ryuho Okawa's true experience, and it's based on his truth. So that's why it's real. So yeah, there are different meanings to it, but that's why we came up with the title.
Yeah.
The Real Exorcist. Again, we also wanted to kind of get people interested, you know, Real Exorcist, you know, get more crowd, you know, attracted to the title as well. So it's a little bit of marketing stuff as well.
Right. So it was well received in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
yes.
And now you're releasing it where is
Sure. So we released in Canada, and this is our third week in Canada as well. So Canada is doing really well. They're doing holdover for 3 weeks, which is pretty good. For U.S., due to COVID, we're having a really difficult time because theaters are not open. You know, without the theater opening, we can't show the movie. So we're going to be squeezing in Tampa, Atlanta, and maybe the Denver and Chicago. That's a little bit off of the main cities. Right? So those are the cities we're going to be releasing next week. But other than that, like New York, LA, San Francisco, you know, Hawaii, those major cities, we might have really difficulty opening it. So we are coming out with a VOD, you right. know, Amazon and iTunes and all other platform, and DVD also from September 1st.
Oh, great.
You know, we can't wait for it. So we decided to do the both strategies, theater strategy. But if theater fails, at least we have something up on VOD so people can watch it. Yeah, so
that's great.
Anybody can watch it from September 1st. Oh. Go to iTunes, Amazon, and you can purchase it for $3 and watch it home.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful. So, mm-hmm. So is there another Real Exorcist in the making, like a part two?
Oh, no, not at the moment, but we create two movies a year, and we are coming up with another movie in October. It's called Twice Born. This is more like a biographical movie about Riho Okawa, how he, you know, waking up to his mission kind of story. That's coming up in October. And there's another one coming up in May. Which we were able to shoot. I was in Japan, but we were actually able to shoot this film, just finished it in Japan, shooting it. So we were able to squeeze in these two movies that's coming up. But then next fall, we have animation movie. Anime, you know, you can either create, you know, social distance. So we have three movies lined up ahead of us. And after that, depending on the corona situation, how much we can shoot. So we basically have two movies per year.
Wow.
These in Japan.
Ah, so you're really, really busy.
Yeah. We haven't really done much outside of Japan until last year. So it is our new movement, you know, to release these great movies out to U.S., out to the world, and, you know, bring out the positive message to the world. So.
Yeah, so we want to remind people that this is 2020. So if they listen to this program in 2022, mm-hmm. they'll know that you're talking about September of 2020 when it's available.
20, yes, that's right.
And then you have other releases coming out in 2021, mm-hmm. infinitely, actually, right?
Yeah.
So now, question, do you have anything to share that we have not covered today?
I think you're good. Maybe last thing I would like to say is the importance of gratitude, maybe. You know, Sayuri in this movie, her main message is the importance of having faith and gratitude. That is how you expel the negative energy and bring in the positive energy. You know, it's a power of attraction. So you don't want to attract, the power of attraction works both ways. So you do not want to attract negative energy into you. You want to make sure you expel the negative energy out of you and attract the positive energy. And two key words is having faith and gratitude. That means to be humble and appreciate. And, you know, gratitude actually has a real power. And people might say, oh, yes, I thank God. I thank my mother. I thank my friend, my coworker every day. People might say that. But we can make, like, step one deeper into gratitude. And, you know, gratitude actually has a power because it's the mind that manifests into the reality. So if you think in your mind, you know, oh, thank you, you know, this person and thank this person, even if you thank the person you really hate, what happens is that the energy of love that you come out from inside of you will be, you know, go out to the universe and it will be transferred to that special actual person that you think about. So, you know, giving the gratitude means to give love. So you're actually giving out the positive energy to the world. And this has a true power because everything that happens in this world starts from what you think in your mind. You know, so it's just like a wind. You know, you can feel the wind breezing, you know, across your face, but you can never see the wind. And power of love and power of gratitude, exactly the same thing. You can't actually see it, so it's kind of difficult to grasp the true power of it. But if you really, really think about it, it had the true power to change yourself. And, you know, by changing yourself, you can actually change the world. So that's probably the message I kind of want to give out to the listeners, you know, at the end.
That's a beautiful, beautiful message. So you're doing wonderful, wonderful work. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the real exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
I really do appreciate you and the work that you're doing.
Thank you for watching the movie. I appreciate it very much.
I enjoyed watching the movie. I may watch it again, actually, because it's
great.
Funny how sometimes when you watch a movie, you'll see certain things. It's almost like your energy is directed towards one particular message, if you know what I mean.
Right.
But then when you watch it again, it's almost like your soul needs something else.
That's right. So you search for something else and you grasp that portion of the movie, of the message.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it kind of builds up on you. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's so great. That's the beauty of movies.
Yeah, that is the beauty of movies.
Every time you watch it, you see as a different story.
Right. And so for more information, people should go to realexorcistmovie.com, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great.
Well, you go there and you can follow Instagram and Facebook. There's a link, you know, you can click on the icons on realexorcistmovie.com and we post almost every day, you know, now. So if you're interested, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It's been a real pleasure. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Okay. And you take care.
Mm-hmm.
With gratitude.
Yes, let's all stay safe. You know, we gotta stay safe, but at the same time, stay out. We have to beat the fear. You know, we have to beat the fear of coronavirus.
Right.
Coronavirus brought us the biggest fear, and we cannot lose to the fear. So we have to fight the fear. But at the same time, we also have to be safe. Stay safe. So.
Yeah.
It's a difficult time, but it's challenging for us all, I think.
Yeah, but if we all join forces with faith. And gratitude.
Yep.
And with heart.
We can.
And spirit.
We can expel coronavirus, definitely.
Exactly.
Because they are just another negative energy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Okay, you too.
I would like to thank our guest, Yoichi Utebe, for being here to discuss the film The Real Exorcist. For more information, please visit www.realexorcistmovie.com. I would like to encourage all of our listeners to practice the universal law of giving by doing whatever you can to reach out to help others. To each and every one of you out there, thank you so much for joining me, Andrea Garrison, and connecting here online with Andrea. Listen to me live or listen to the archive. Just continue connecting heart to heart. But in the meantime, do whatever you can to reach out to help others and never underestimate the power of a friendly smile. Take care.
Thank you for connecting to Online with Andrea with your host, Andrea Garrison.